The Boy in the Water. Narcissus watched her go. He shook his head angrily. Would he never be free of these silly, wailing people and their whining, clutching madness? Love and beauty. Words, just words. Hot and thirsty from all the stress and drama, he knelt down to drink from the stream. He caught his breath in astonishment when in its waters he saw the loveliest face he had ever laid eyes upon, the sweet and surprised face of a most beautiful young man. He had golden hair and soft red lips. Narcissus recognized with a thrill that the youth's beguiling and loving eyes had the hungry, needy look he had always found so repellent in others. But the very same expression on the gorgeous face of this mysterious stranger made Narcissus' chest swell and heart thump with joy. It must mean that the glorious creature in the river felt the same way as he did. Narcissus leant down to kiss the lovely lips, and the lovely lips came up to kiss his. But just as Narcissus lowered his face, the stranger's face broke into a thousand dancing, rippling pieces until he could see it no longer, and Narcissus found he was kissing nothing but cold water. "Stay still, lovely one," he breathed. And the boy seemed to whisper the same to him. Narcissus raised a hand. The boy raised his hand in reply. Narcissus wanted to stroke the boy's lovely cheek, and the boy wanted to do the same. But the face fractured and dissolved the moment Narcissus got close. Again and again each one tried. Meanwhile, in the bushes behind them, Echo, fired and strengthened by her great love, had returned to try her luck again. Her heart skipped a beat when she heard him say, "I love you." "I love you," she called back. "Stay with me. Stay with me. Never leave me. Never leave me." But when she came closer, Narcissus turned with a snarl and hissed at her, "Go away! Leave us alone! Never come back! Never! Never! Never!"
"Never! Never! Never!"
wailed Echo. With a savage roar, Narcissus picked up a stone and hurled it at her. Echo ran and tripped. Narcissus picked up his bow and would surely have shot her dead had she not scrambled to her feet and disappeared into the wood. Narcissus looked anxiously back to the stream, frightened that perhaps the marvellous boy had gone. But there he was, a worried and flushed look on his face, but as beautiful and loving as ever, and with a wonderful gleam in his deep blue eyes. Narcissus lay down again and brought his face closer to the water.